Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, September 2nd, 2019, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 52, the first paragraph, but in most fields, our generation, and we'll be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Danelle M., who will be reading the 12 steps, Gail B. will be reading the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Sandy W., Stacy K., and Becca R. The share ID for Sunday, September 1st, the special edition, is 13,345. That's 13345. And for this morning, September 2nd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,346. That's 13346. Our newcomer greeter for today is Mo H., and Reggie O. will be making the announcements. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Danelle M. to read the 12 steps, please.
Great. Thank you. This is Danelle M., recovered compulsive overeater in Pennsylvania, and these are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for our knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and I pass.
And thank you, Danelle M. Gail B., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
This is Gail B. from Massachusetts. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.
Thank you, Gail B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the big books of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the big book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the big book. We are on page 52, the first paragraph that begins with, "But in most fields our generation." We'll be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. And good morning, Sandy W., if you could get us started, please.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks so much for your service. Okay, so, "But in most fields, our generation has witnessed complete liberation of our thinking. Show any longshoreman a Sunday supplement describing a proposal to explore the moon by means of a rocket, and he will say, 'I bet they do it. Maybe not so long either.' Is not our age characterized by the ease with which we discard old ideas for new? By the complete readiness with which we throw away the theory or gadget which does not work for something new which does." So this is Sandy W., gratefully recovered in Connecticut. And you know, what strikes me here in this paragraph is that I was so easily, you know, it was so easy for me to discard old ideas for new, better ones in some areas in my life. You know, when I think about it, you know, even though I am terribly technologically challenged, I love that I now have access to my calendar, the weather, my big book, and so much more right from my phone. You know, I easily and loved getting rid of that paper day planner. And the fact that I no longer had to tune into the local news at just the right time to get the weather forecast, I mean, how awesome is that? Although for some of you not as old as me, that might not even make sense. With all my books on electronics now, you know, I no longer have to, have to drag around with me all the heavy hardback or paper ones, you know. So in those areas, it was very easy, and I was willing and excited to look at those new ways. But that is not part of my story in terms of my disease. You know, no matter how many times my old ways of dealing with my food and weight issues failed, I held on to the belief that next time things would be different. You know, when I think back, every binge was going to be the last one, the final one, but it was always followed up by another one that was going to be the last one. And you can imagine, I'm sure you know how that goes on and on. Each diet I tried was going to be the one that worked, and maybe it sort of did, at least for a while, but it always eventually did not. And each health coach or therapist that I sought, you know, I was sure this one was the one that could fix me. But no one could, because as I've learned now, no human power could. That's why nothing changed for me until I got to OA, found this healthy meeting and the instructions in our big book. That's when finally complete liberation from my old, sick, diseased ways began. For, you know, in working the steps and entire abstinence, I was able to throw away so much that was not working for me for something that so miraculously and beautifully does. And just as those longshoremen said, you know, if you too use this big book as your textbook and work those steps with the help of a guide in whom the problem has been solved, you know, I'll bet you'll recover too, and in not so long a time either. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks again, Kathleen.
And thank you, Sandy W. Okay, we're on page 52, the first paragraph. Who would like to share on that paragraph?
Freedom A.
Becca R.
Roz G.
K.
Becca R.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I can't write that fast. I'll tell you who I have. I have Freedom A. Someone came after Freedom A, and then I had Stacy K., Roz, and Becca R. Who is between Frida and Stacy?
Ginger C.
I got Ginger C. Did I miss someone in there after Frida that came in real early? Okay, maybe not.
Leia S.
Okay, so let's stop there. So I have Frida May, Stacy K, Roz G, Becca R, Ginger C, and Leia S. So go ahead, Frida May.
Hi, it's Freedom.
Freedom, sorry, Freedom. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this service and this meeting. I can truly be myself here, and I do feel completely safe in this meeting, and I really appreciate this freedom, and I appreciate this. I can truly be myself. I can truly feel safe here in this meeting. I am learning to be, what this chapter kind of strikes home for me is that I need to be willing to learn to be open to new growth in my recovery. That's kind of the way I take the ending there, that I need to discard old ideas which are no longer working, or ones that don't serve the purpose no more, and to be open to new growth in my recovery. So thank you so much. And with that, I will mute. Thank you.
And thank you, Freedom. Okay, let's see. I have Stacy K up next, followed by Roz G. Go ahead, Stacy, please.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. This is Stacy K from Colorado. I'm a compulsive overeater. This is a great reading. God, this book's so packed. Liberation. You know, that's like, to me, just like, I think the definition I heard was freedom from limits on thought or behavior. It's like, oh yeah, it's amazing that I'm free today from the obsession about food and my weight. And really, this freedom stretches way beyond the food, right? That food is just a symptom, and I get free from my other thoughts, you know, like about my husband or about my marriage or about my kiddo and his challenges. And I can obsess about any one of those things today, but I have a solution. And it's really only, you know, God that can remove that, right? These steps, I got to do this work. And I'm just so grateful, you know. The third step prayer, right? Relieve me of the bondage of self. I love that line in the third step. You know, like I can just, in my mind, I just can go to places that are very, very dangerous. I need God. I need these steps. And, you know, I just want to touch on the old ideas thing. You know, not only was I a slave, you know, to the food and the weight obsession and to other people and places in my life. But so those were some ideas. Like I needed you to like me. I needed you to love me. I needed to be a certain size to fit in, or I needed to eat a certain way or whatever. Like I just had some like old, really old ideas, right? But even today, right? I find that every day, you know, is a day, right, for me to carry the vision of God's will in my life. And so I've got to be doing this deal every day so that I can have new ideas, so I can hear, you know, so I can stay recovered and I can hear your voices and I can hear new ideas, right? Because I got these glasses that get really fogged up, you know, from, you know, just, you know, day to day, you know, my thinking. I'd be back in thinking I can manage and control, like this idea that I got this, you know, I don't. And I forgot to time myself. So I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Stacey K. You were very close. Good timing. Okay, Roz G., your turn, followed by Becca R.
Hi, good morning. Roz G. here from Palmdale, California. And I want to just start off my share by saying that I've released 6 pounds in the last 2 months. And why I say that is because I'm letting go of old fat. I'm letting go of old stuff that my body doesn't need to carry anymore because of being, you know, completely abstinent since July 10th, even though I've been in OA for 15 years. But what I wanted to also say is about letting go of things. I've been looking up a lot of YouTube videos on minimalistic life, living with minimalism. And it is so apropos to this paragraph. So many things I have in my house that I do not need. And it's like, take what you like and leave the rest. Sorry, I'm walking, so you'll hear some dogs. But with take what you like and leave the rest with the big book, there's no such thing. I can't take what I like and leave the rest because I already tried to do that, and it didn't work. So with the big book, that's kind of like, no, you have to take what you take. And if you don't take it, you're going to get pain, suffering, heartache, and all that other stuff that comes with overeating. So, but I can with people's shares, and nothing personal, but I mean, people have their own ideas, their own way they share, their own way they live. And there's a lot of people that, boy, I'm really attracted to their recovery, and I can take what I like. And if I hear something that's not so attractive, I can leave it. And it's a clean life. So when it comes to what my sponsor says, for the most part, I take everything she says. I need to take her direction. Or I'm, you know, back to relapse. But I love what I've heard about discarding old stuff. For me now, it's stuff in my house that I don't need anymore and body fat that is just a big weight of drudgery. So, but it's a great day today. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Roz G. Becca R., you are up next, followed by Ginger C.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Becca R. from Kentucky. Gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. And what I really resonates with me with this passage of taking, you know, changing our old ideas to new is my old idea in relationship with a higher power, being in another fellowship, really, I think for me, stunted my belief with coming to OA because I thought to myself, well, I've got a higher power. I'm working a spiritual program. I just can't get out of the food. And I was the I know guy. I know how to work the steps. I know how to have a relationship with God. I know, but my best thinking, my I knowing, got me to my last compulsive binge. And I don't want to forget that because everything had to change. And here I was working the spiritual program, living in the sunlight of the spirit in a lot of aspects. I just had this food thing that was just, I felt like walking around with a ball and chain tied to my ankle. And what I can say is that set-aside prayer and the willingness and the encouragement from you guys and from my sponsor to, you know, if I want something new, do something different. And so setting aside all these old ideas of what I thought I knew about the program, about the steps, about my higher power, and evolving And what I've found is that that relationship evolved and got bigger and better and stronger. And it's exciting for me to know that it will continue to evolve if I'm working the steps, working on continuing. You know, it's just not being stagnant, never getting to that spot where I'm like, okay, I'm done, I'm good. This is what's going to work. This is the routine I'm going to be in for the rest of my life, because it's ever changing. And I think it's that movement for me, that ever-changing movement with higher power that enables me to perfect and enlarge and just work, you know, it's action and more action. And I never know what that's going to look like or lead to, but just being open and available and teachable to that idea. And I'm grateful to be doing this along with you guys that I pass.
And thank you, Becca R. Ginger C., your turn, followed by Leah S.
Hi, Kathleen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for your service this morning. This is Ginger C., recovered compulsive overeater. And this first sentence, but in most fields, our generation has witnessed complete liberation of our thinking. Oh my God, isn't this where everything centers and everything begins? My mind, my thoughts, and usually my stinking thinking. And so I have to let go of these old ideas. And how are they working? You know, are they serving you? Are you going places? Usually not. So why wouldn't we want to discard them and let them go and have a new opportunity unfold? And I just think about this, especially this old idea. You know, all I knew in OA was relapse. I used to judge the crap out of people in AA that couldn't get it. I was like, are you kidding me? You relapsed again? And then I saw myself in that same nightmare, just a different addiction. And it's painful. And you feel like you're going nowhere. And all I thought, I'd be eating until my last breath because I could not get recovery. I relapsed over and over and over. So I have to let go of this idea that it's never going to work for me. It works for you, and that's great, but it will never happen to me. And I think it's just another way, another excuse for addiction to win. So thank God, again, for the pain that happens when we do eat, because I get a little bit more desperate, a little bit more willing, and a little bit more teachable, and I follow directions. And then I'm willing to go to any length for this victory because I don't want to die. And that's where I'm headed, to a car that's never leaving the garage. So I got to let go of these old ideas. And when I do, wow, what can happen is that you can get recovered. Because I got busy, I got better, and God started rearranging me from within without me even seeing what was going on. I just followed directions from my sponsor, and I never stopped, and I haven't stopped 3.5 years later. So yet, you are eligible too if you're not here today in this recovered state of mind and body, but you gotta say goodbye to the food completely. We wanna have our cake and eat it too in OA. Does not work. If you're getting an effect, a little high and happy from those bites, it's probably an allergy that has to be put down. But that's where it all begins. When you seriously put it all down, it's pretty simple and easy. I felt freedom days in to this program because of that clean, clear message. And then I worked the 12 steps precisely, exactly. And with that, I pass.
Ooh, right on the button, Ginger C. Thank you so much. And before we take Leah, just a reminder, we're on page 52, the first paragraph, but in most fields, our generation. We're commenting on that one paragraph this morning, and I'll be taking some names after Leah. So go ahead, please, Leah.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. Leah S. recovered. Very grateful in Brooklyn. Okay, so I'm going to talk about by the complete readiness with which we throw away all the other ideas and all the gadgets and everything else. You know, I was a good dieter. I was pretty good. I kept losing the weight And then every time I wanted to eat, I always had in the back of my mind, you know what, I'll go on a diet. And when I go on a diet, it all comes down. It's very good. The only time that it's really, really difficult is like weekends. But we'll skip through the weekends. We'll make up for it, you know. I'll exercise more during the week, and we'll get away with it. What is this program all about? This program is more than just a diet. This program is not even a diet. It's all about living my life and keeping that weight off, keeping it to a healthy boundary. And how am I able to? I'm in complete readiness. How did I ever get to that complete readiness? On page 25, they talk about, on the last paragraph, this is all done. It's not through my doing. It really isn't. It's God that's doing this change. What did I do on those weekends when I couldn't contain myself and everybody else had a good time, just munching, munching, munching? I had to find a solution for that. I had to do something different and something that would work with me and not make me feel deprived at all. And today I can look favorably at others when they munch or even when they gobble. This is them and this is me. And thank God I have reached this level. I don't ever want to go away from this level. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
And thank you, Leah S. Okay, we are on page 52, the first paragraph. Who else would like to share on this paragraph?
Christina J.
Beatrice O.
Irene O. Okay, I didn't hear anybody else.
Hold on.
I have Christina J., Beatrice O., Irene B. So, who else was in there?
Carol.
Deborah G.
I heard Carol and somebody else.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. And it was Carol.
Ann is in Nancy.
Okay.
Patty T.
Patty T. Okay. Thanks, guys. Sorry. Okay, so let's go with those six names. Christina J., Beatrice O., Irene B., Carol N., Deborah G., and Patty T. So go ahead, Christina J.
Hello, this is Christina J., a recovered compulsive overeater in the state of Washington, and I'm so grateful for this fourth day off at work. I work long days so I can have Friday, but now we have holidays, so it's like a special treat. And I'm grateful for the meeting and everybody shares I'm relating to heavily, especially about the fact that I had old ideas in my head about how I had to move through life, working overly hard to make everyone love me and like me. And part of that equation was if I was not thin, I was not acceptable, I was not seen, I was not loved. My father never touched me. Would tell my mother to get me away from him just when I was a little baby from the ages of 1 to 5. Threw my toys out of the room when I went in to show it to him, and that imprinted upon me a dangerous place of I'm not good enough. I have to work overly hard in life to get a man to love me, to be seen, to be loved, to be liked, to be accepted. So then began the struggle of years, and with food as my ally. I was spiritual all my life, but I did not have the kind of connection I learned about until I put down the food and began working the program. And slowly but surely, I realized my old ideas about God. I can't even believe that I had old ideas of God that I was stuck in, that I had to do everything myself. I had to control the show, and if I got a thought and it seemed like a good one, well, that was God leading me. And that was my idea about God, that he just led me by the seat of my pants, and I just flew by the seat of my pants, and I was off and running, and I wanted everything now and yesterday and everything else. And as I have worked this program since April 1st, as my first true abstinent date, I have begun to experience the miracles that many of you talk about The neutrality around food is an unbelievable gift, unbelievable. And this connection with higher power is the icing on the cake, that I can wake up, surrender to him each day, and realize that I have to have my oars ready to row, but he's got the navigator, and I have to just be ready for him to show me where I'm going to go today, where I'm going to go in my life, to stay present in today. So my old ideas about God have been busted open and thrown away by this wonderful gift of surrender. And I don't have to control the show anymore. It's a miracle. And I just can't impose upon you enough that if I'll finish up here because I know it's getting close. If you're in the food, you can't, I mean, for me, I couldn't hear the message of what the true gifts were until I put down that food and began working. And I've seen my sponsees reach those places of surrender and having a connection with higher power begin in their heart. So thank you all for letting me share. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Christina J. And someone was clearing their throat in the background while Christina was sharing. So please try to remember to stay muted until it's your turn. So Beatrice O, you're up next, followed by Irene B.
Hello, this is Beatrice O. From Northern California, recovering food addict. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, so, discarding old ideas for new and don't work, and now I have something that does. I just need to say that I'm grateful for living in the United States where I can have liberation. And I can believe what I want to believe. And I'm just really grateful for that. I just want to say that first. And then I was at a meeting last Saturday, and a gentleman spoke about his abstinence. And he said he's been in program Overeaters Anonymous and different offshoots of this program for many years. And he's had five major relapses. And one of the things that he said is one of the reasons he had these major relapses was he had unsustainable abstinence. And, I thought about that because I have been on all kinds of offshoots of this program, and I've had many different types of abstinence that were rigid. And so one of the beliefs was that if I had a slip, I was in relapse, and, it was going to be really hard to ever get abstinent again, and that I was going to gain all my weight. So that's a reality for some, and it has been for me. But I had to let go of that. That's an old idea, that a slip is not a relapse. And the other day, another good friend said, I'm on day one. And I told her, day one. Why do we have to say day one? How is saying day one serving you today? Do you really have to go back to day one? Every day is a day one. Why don't you let go of that old idea? You're abstinent today. We're all on day one. And I guess the last thing I want to say is I have one God, and it's the same God I've always had in my life, and I'm so grateful because he's the cornerstone of my recovery. And the last thing I'll say is, with God, I have the power to change. But the bottom line is, I actually have to believe I can. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Beatrice O. Irene B., go ahead. You're up next, followed by Carol N.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene B., a very gratefully recovered bulimic. I love this paragraph. Oh my gosh, this is me. This is the essence of my recovery. My illness lies in my beliefs, and I need to uncover, discover, discard. But when I discard, I've got to replace it with something. I cannot leave a vacuum in there. There's a law of physics that says that that a vacuum cannot exist. It has to be replaced with something else. And I am so grateful that even though I've been spiritual all of my life, I have not been able to establish a relationship with God, which gives me the power that I need to achieve recovery. And that is just such a gift. And I just need to work super hard on being able to uncover, discover, and discard, replace, and recover. Because when I replace those old beliefs, the sense of worthlessness, the sense of not being enough, the sense that I had to be skinny to be acceptable, to be lovable, oh my gosh, you know, the belief that everybody has to approve of me or I'm nothing, that my sense of self-worth comes externally, that nothing that I can tell myself is good enough, that I don't believe anything that I tell to myself, that it's got to come from outside. Oh my gosh, what a setup for being pushed around and to be really victimized. So I am so thankful that I can recover by replacing my old ideas with healthy ideas, because I can't just discard. I've got to replace and replace it with God as my source, and with that I pass. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Irene B. Carol N., go ahead. You are up next, followed by Deborah G.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Carol N., recovering compulsive eater. Listening to visions has given me the hope of recovery, and I was encouraged to set aside everything I thought I knew, change my program, take action, get a sponsor, and work the steps as outlined in the big book. By relying on my higher power daily, my life has changed dramatically, and I just wanted to thank you all, and I pass.
And thank you, Carol N. Okay, Deborah G., your turn, followed by Patty T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah, compulsive overeater. And thank you, Kathleen, for being of service and all the shares, 12-step and me today. And I was talking with my OA Vision sponsor today on steps 10 and then an issue that came up. And, you know, my old ideas was whenever something would come up, was my solution was always the food. And what's, oh, I feel in God's grace flow is that I am using the steps and talking to somebody about it. And, you know, I heard this, Ginger shared with this, and it's just been resonated, is that I can forget that God loves me more than I love myself. You know, and I get off, that's the new idea. That's the new love. That's the new grace. And when I get off track from that, and it's like the spiritual condition is about getting back in alignment spiritually and having that power in step two as my source with anything. And I'm finding I'm learning to just lean into my feelings and feeling them, and then doing something with them, talk about them, write about them. You know, I don't have to go to the food about them. And I also feel so blessed that I have such loving people, so many people in this Visions group that have just wonderful, wonderful recovery. You know, I just in awe. I love, sometimes I just like to listen. You know, I just get so filled. I like to give, but I also like to listen to so many beautiful, beautiful recoveries that help me on this journey in my recovery. And I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you all. And have a beautiful, love-filled day.
Thank you, Deborah G. So we're on page 52, the first paragraph. So I think we're going to have a time for a couple more names after Patty T. So if you'd like to get in that queue, be ready. So Patty T, go ahead, please.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Kathleen, for your service. And this is Patty T, recovered from Southern California. And, you know, this whole idea of, you know, letting go of old ideas for new, discarding old ideas. I can relate to everything that's been shared today. And I had an experience yesterday which was so incredibly powerful. I tend, as a result of my skewed thinking for my entire life, I hear things differently. I hear things in the old idea, right, in the old way, when they're not intended that way. And and I become defensive, and I become, totally unrecovered, right? And, you know, working on this chapter recently, particularly this chapter where I really made a commitment to rely on my higher power, really allowed me to see that, and pretty quickly. And then I reached out to a fellow. I did a 10th step, and I reached out to a fellow, and she really encouraged me to ask God for the courage to be honest, to be able to make and the amends I felt I owed, and to be honest in how I perceive. And to give myself a chance, right? And, oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was simply amazing. This is a very practical program for me. Incredibly powerful, mystical, but very, very practical. And if you're struggling, please keep coming back. Call, reach out. I can't say enough. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Patty T. Okay. We can take a couple more names. Who would like to share?
Margaret
D.
Barbara
D. Okay, let's stop there. So I think it was Margaret D. and Barbara B. So go ahead, Margaret, please.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody that's on this meeting today. My name is Margaret D., and I'm so grateful to be a recovered compulsive eater, simply recovered through God's mercy and grace today. Is not our age characterized by the ease with which we discard old ideas for new, by the complete readiness with which we throw away the theory or gadget which does not work for something new, which does? Well, the gadget that I had to throw away was my brain. And the theory that I had to throw away, and I can't even say that I threw this away. I mean, that would be more like my ego saying, yeah, I did. I let go of my ego. Well, there's my ego just laughing again at me and not with me. So having neutrality around the food is, as someone said earlier, it is just absolutely amazing. But having neutrality with my thinking is even, oh my gosh, it is stupendous. And so for me now today, it's not I have to do this or I have to do that, like I have to be humble or whatever. But the thoughts that come in my head now are, what step would be appropriate? Oh, this looks like a step 4 is necessary here, or step 10 would be really helpful to solve this problem. Well, that's not my regular way of thinking. That's my higher power steering, navigating, doing all this other stuff. And you know, really running the show. And all I, my only part in it is to go, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I, you know, I'll, I'm, there's nothing even after that. It's, I'm a good idea. Look at this brain. It's just crazy. That is a good idea. And then I just go into action about whatever it is, finding a 10-step buddy or sitting down to write out more of my 4-step or going back to looking at, have I fully conceded to my innermost self that I really am a compulsive eater? And I think my higher power is laughing right now because, yes, Margaret, you were a good idea. So love you all. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Margaret D. Barbara B., go ahead, please.
Okay, it's Barbara E., but I
Barbara
wish you
E.,
all
sorry.
A good Labor Day, and this is indeed a labor of love. All I can say to you is 22 years ago, I came into the program overweight, desperate, sure I was going to die of my compulsive overeating, and an agnostic. I had no knowledge of God whatsoever. But all step two, this we agnostics is asking me to say, to agree that I am powerless over the foods and my eating behaviors. And they were causing me unbearable problems in my life as well. And I had to accept that my way wasn't working. And if scientists were willing to change their way of thinking, why couldn't I accept that all of you people out there across the country are solving your problems by just admitting that there is a higher power for you? And I call my higher power not me, because it simply is not me. I only ate one meal a day, and it started all day and it went into the night. But I promise you that today in 2019, I have ceased fighting anything or anyone, and I seldom take interest in excessive eating. And it's happened to me automatically without effort. What a gift, because I have to tell you, my house looks like a candy store, a bakery shop. My husband and my son eat it all. It's not mine. It's beautiful artwork, just like I would see in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I wouldn't take a Monet or a Manet off of the wall and bring it home with me. I'm not going to eat their food. And this has been given to me with the promises that are on page 84 and 85. They're sort of hidden. And all I had to be asked to do was to believe in a power that was not me and ready to go forward. And by living all the steps every day, I have been doing it. I go to bed recovered. I wake up an addict all over again, just like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. But I say, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to go on this beautiful program, this beautiful journey of recovery, and I look forward to meeting all of you in November in Newark. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Be an abstinent day. I pass.
Thank you, Barbara E., and thank you everyone who shared this morning. It was a really nice Labor Day meeting we had here. And if you're new, please do stay on the line, because we'll be taking newcomer names, and you'll get some calls and get any questions you might have answered. So please stay on the line after the Serenity Prayer so we can meet those newcomers and hear important announcements. And if Stacy K., would you please read A Vision for You?
Hi, it's Stacy K. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick.
The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.